The Lord be with you.
Hear
the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When the people found Jesus on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Teacher, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I am telling you the truth. You are looking for me because you ate the bread and had all you wanted, not because you understood my miracles. Do not work for food that goes bad. Instead, work for the food that lasts for eternal life. This is the food which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has put his mark of approval on him." So they asked him, "What can we do in order to do what God wants us to do?" Jesus answered, "What God wants you to do is to believe in the one he sent." They replied, "What miracle will you perform so that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, just as the scripture says, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." "I am telling you the truth," Jesus said. "What Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread that God gives is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they asked him, "give us this bread always." "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "Those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So, as I mentioned earlier, we've got a bring and share meal after the service, and I hope as many of you can come to that as possible. But I was wondering, if you're going to bring anything, if you could imagine the best food, your favourite food, what would you bring? What would you bring? Money, no obstacle. What would be the best food imaginable that you would bring to a bring and share meal? Have a chat with someone around you and then maybe shout out a few answers. That is great. Well, those are all amazing things. You know, maybe you could spice it up and go for something a little bit different, like maybe raw Brussels sprouts dipped in Marmite. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, yeah. Well, food is brilliant, isn't it? You know, food is great. And we remember times of having wonderful meals with family and friends. And as I said, harvest is the time we say thank you to God for the food. But in that gospel reading that we just heard from John chapter 6, Jesus tells us something that there's something even better than the best food, even better than a chocolate fountain, even better than a roast with all the trimmings. Now, let's just think again about what happened in that story, shall we? So Jesus had performed, just before this, an amazing miracle. It was when Jesus fed over 5,000 people with just two fish and five loaves of bread. And you can imagine, all of these thousands of people were so impressed with what Jesus had done. But what was their reaction to him, I wonder? Well, we don't have to guess, it tells us. The people wanted to follow him. Great. But they wanted to follow him because they got free food. Not so great. Now, I wanted a show of hands. Would you like free food every day? So you don't have to go to the shops, you don't have to pay for it. It's all sorted for you, yeah. Yeah, I think probably everyone would like free food. Given the choice, if you know it was going to be good, yes, absolutely, free food. We'd love some of that. And that was what the crowd wanted, all these thousands of people who were following him. That's what they wanted. They wanted food. But, I mean, it wasn't just food, was it? It was miraculous. It was a miracle what Jesus was doing. So Jesus was able to do these amazing miracles. Maybe Jesus could do other stuff as well. Maybe he could get us all sorts of other things as well. But the problem was they didn't see who was standing right in front of them. They saw the miracles that he did, but they didn't put it together and see who was standing there in front of them. Which is why in verse 26, Jesus answered, "I'm telling you the truth. You're looking for me because you ate the bread and had all you wanted, not because you understood my miracles." They didn't understand the reason behind the miracles, that Jesus was the promised, powerful rescuer that the whole world needs. You see, they wanted to have Jesus for what he gave them, not for who he is. And sometimes things like that happen in life, and it's really horrible. Imagine you get a new games console, and you're at school, and all of a sudden this person who's never been your friend suddenly wants to be your best friend. They want to start hanging out with you and coming around to your house and playing on your new games console with you, and it seems great. Well, I've got this amazing new best friend who really likes me. And then another person in your class gets an even better games console, and then suddenly that person you never see again, they're off with this other person because they've got something much better than you have got. And you realize all along that they didn't want you to be a friend for who you are. They just wanted you for your stuff. And that's a little bit with like what's going on here. And it's a little bit like how people can treat Jesus. Now, thank you so much for bringing in all this food. I was hoping that someone might bring in a slightly larger... We've got a small one down here. We've got a small can of baked beans. Do you know, I really like beans. I love baked beans. I know some people eat them cold out of the tin. It's a little bit strange, but I love beans. But I was actually hoping that there might be a slightly bigger can of baked beans here in church today. Can anyone see any? Are there any under your chairs? Can you see a big can of baked beans anywhere? Oh, here it is. Here's my big can of baked beans. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Come on then, beans. Up you come. There we go. All right, up you stand. Super, great. Well, thank you so much. That's gonna see us through. Well done. Now, James, you're not really a can of baked beans, are you? But imagine if people only wanted you for your baked beans and they didn't want you for who you are. That would be sad, wouldn't it? So we come to James, we take some beans out, and then we don't even say hello to him. That would be really sad. We'd be missing out on who you are as a person, and we'd be only focused about the things that we could get from you. So that wouldn't be a good thing, would it? Great. Well done. Let's give you another clap and go back to Mum. That would be sad if you just came to James just for the baked beans and not for who he is as a person. You'd miss out on who he is, wouldn't you? Well, the people came to Jesus for bread, but they missed that he is the Son of God, the Savior. He is the one we all truly need. He's the one that each one of us was made for a relationship for. And someone wise once said, your hearts are restless until they find their hope in him. Now, one of the other things I really like, sometimes I like to have with baked beans, is some bread. You can have beans on toast, you can dip the bread in the baked beans and stuff like that. But what happens if you leave bread out for a couple of weeks? What happens? It goes hard, yeah. What else might happen to it? It might go a bit moldy. So let's see what happens if I leave bread out for too long. Does anyone want any bread, by any chance? No? No? Okay. Sammy, you'll eat it, will you? Okay. It will go horrible. You see, bread's great, but it doesn't take long until it starts to get stale, and then it starts to go off. I wonder if you ever got a slice of bread out of the bag, and it's got a little bit of mould, and you think, oh, I don't really want to eat that, do I? Because bread doesn't last forever. It goes mouldy, it goes stale, yuck. Look what Jesus says in verse 27 and verse 35. He says, do not work for food that goes bad. Instead, work for the food that lasts for eternal life. I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will never be hungry. What Jesus is saying is that he isn't like bread that goes off, that only lasts a little while and then disappears. He lasts forever. Jesus lasts forever. He is the true bread from heaven. We all need food to eat, but we also need spiritual sustenance. We also need help in our life when we're wrestling with big questions or we face difficult things in life. What are those things that are going to fill us? Lots of people look to all sorts of stuff. They look towards maybe distractions on their screens. They might look towards addictive substances, all sorts of things to try and fill that hole. But Jesus says, I'm the only one who is going to actually spiritually fulfill you. I am the true bread of life. He's the bread from heaven. Now again, I love bread. Bread is great, but bread doesn't last forever. It lasts a few hours. Even if I ate this slightly disgusting bread and wasn't sick, I would be hungry again in a few hours' time, wouldn't I? Because it fills you up for a bit, and then you're hungry again. But Jesus is saying, I'm not like that. I don't just fill you up for a bit and then leave you feeling empty again. I'm like the special bread that keeps you full up forever, that fills the spiritual hunger that everyone has. Now, here's another question. What do you think God really wants from us? Maybe just have a think about that in your mind quietly. What do you think God really wants from us? If you go out onto the streets of Brighton and Hove, you'll get all sorts of answers, quite interesting ones, I imagine. But probably a lot of people are thinking God wants us to behave, God wants us to go to church, God wants us to be kind, all these things. And all those things are true, they're all good. But actually, did you notice Jesus doesn't say any of those things? He says the most important thing that God wants for you is to believe in me, he says, to trust in me, because I am the one who's come for you. It's like God is getting ready, the Bible tells us, for the biggest harvest festival ever. I'm really looking forward to our bringing share lunch afterwards. Looking forward to trying some different food, sharing some of the food that we've got, chatting with you as well. But God, the Bible's saying, is getting ready for the biggest harvest celebration ever. When Jesus returns, it will be like a harvest where he gathers in his people from all around the world to come and experience that harvest celebration with him. So the truth is, and we see on harvest time, and from this reading, is that if we come to Jesus, if we say, not only do I believe in him, but I believe what you are like, I trust that you are good, that you are for me, not against me, I trust that you love me, and that you've done everything necessary so that I may live with you forever, for eternity. At that very moment, he promises we won't be spiritually hungry again. We'll still struggle from time to time, but we won't be thinking, I've got this massive hole in my life, I don't know how to fill it, because that hole is Jesus-shaped. Until you fill it with him, you will be hungry, he says. Because he's the only one who can offer us true forgiveness, to get rid of our guilt and our shame. He's the only one who can offer life. He's the only one who rose from the dead, proving that he has power over death and life. And he can give us a restored relationship with God and one another. So I wonder, final question for us to ponder this harvest day. Why are you coming to Jesus? We know that the crowd's reaction was because they got stuff from him. People can be like that with God. I follow God because I think that by doing that, that he'll give me the good stuff. Why are you coming to Jesus? Is it for what he gives, what he might give you? Or is it just for him? Today you can come to Jesus not just for bread or for beans, or for blessings, but for life with him forever. Amen.